I walk closer to the shelves, eyeing some of the electronic devices in front of me. I recognize portable transmitters, wireless bugs, and directional boom mics. Why is that? Because guys like me are out here developing the next level of sophisticated recognition tools. Many of the casinos are already using facial recognition software. I'm sure you've heard of it. Developed at MIT. Converts a fluid video image of a person's face into mathematical data by turning physical facial landmarks into an algorithm. This data is compared to images stored in a massive shared database in search of a match. I remembered reading about an experiment at the Super Bowl a couple of years before, when something akin to this technology was used to scan the crowd. The pictures were then matched up with criminal databases, and a number of hits were recorded. I hadn't realized the casinos were already using this software. The software is getting incredibly sophisticated, Eldridge continued. Now the cameras only need a 25-degree angle for a headshot and can capture as many as 12 faces at a time. How long has this been going on? I asked, thinking about Kevin and his team. Their trouble began in late 1997, early 1998. At least a few years, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. Pretty soon they'll be scanning every face that comes through the front doors and matching them with even bigger databases. They'll know if you're a high roller or a frequent guest or a wanted criminal or a cheat. They'll know how you like your roommate up and how you want your eggs in the morning. If you've been to their casino before, they'll know you by your face. If you haven't, they'll know you from their shared database. Because more and more, the casinos work together. Sounds a lot like Big Brother, I commented. Eldred smiled. It's Big Brother's bigger brother. And the technology is just getting better. After facial recognition, we'll move on to thermography. Everyone's face gives off a distinct heat image. Then there's gait, how a person walks, as identifiable as a fingerprint. And ears. Ears are even better than fingerprints because they're easier to spot and harder to fake. The casinos are going to be fighting this war with everything they've got. And they're not working alone, I added. They also hire private investigative firms to do the dirty work. He shook his head. The PIs are just the middlemen. They provide the data, the digital Facebooks of everyone who's ever been evicted from a casino before. Cheaters and thieves who've been caught on camera either inside the casino, in the hotel, or on their way out to the parking lot. Sometimes the PIs go even further to get those pictures in the book. They track the suspects as long as the casinos are willing to pay them, digging as deep as the perceived danger makes it worthwhile. But the casinos themselves catch these scumbags in the act. They use high-tech systems like mine to gather the evidence to make sure the cheaters never get inside the treasure chest again. So the casinos are monitoring everyone who steps through the front doors, I mused. But who's monitoring the casinos? Eldred shrugged, then he hit a key. And all the cameras trained on me.